Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Moore back on the show. Steve is a fellow with Freedom Works. He works with that organization, and he is a former advisor to the Trump administration. His new book is called Trumponomics. He's written a bunch of others that we've helped launch on this show. He's been with us now since the beginning, since 98. He was part of the original lineup of our brain trust, and he's our good friend. He's an economist you see on television all the time. Steve, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. It's so good to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So I want to touch on the Fed. Yesterday, they made their report at the end of their recent 2-day meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee yesterday. There's really not much. I mean, I remember covering the Fed 21 or 2 years ago when there was always something new. There was news, right? What are they going to do with interest rates? There's almost nothing to cover these days, is there?
Well, I think the news was that they are going to continue with near zero interest rates for the foreseeable future. And this cheap money policy will continue. We are starting to see inflation creep up. Gasoline prices, where I live, have gone up by about 25 cents a gallon in the last month or so. That's a pretty big increase. We're starting to see interest rates rise. You're seeing them just float up a little bit. Look, we have bargain basement interest rates still, right, but they're starting to move in the other direction. So I think the Fed should be attentive to, this slight rise in inflation because it can get out of control. And, of course, if we borrow another $2 trillion just right out of the gates, and then Biden wants another $1 trillion of borrowing after that, you have to think that that's going to have some impact.
Those inflation chickens are going to have to come home to roost at some point, aren't they?
You would think so. But, I have to say, I've been wrong on inflation for the last number of years. We continue to borrow, and yet people, and I think what's going on is everyone around the world continues to buy dollars.
Right.
But how long will that continue? I don't actually know the answer to that, Jim. I just want to caution investors and small businesses that right now, we may be looking back at these days a couple of years from now saying, remember when interest rates were so low?
Right.
Because I don't think they're going to remain this low.
Well, I don't know when it's going to change, but I do know what the threats are to that, in my opinion.
Right.
One of them is allowing Facebook, Google, Amazon to have a cryptocurrency. I think that's going to be, that'll be a threat to the dollar. And the other one is if somehow this new Biden energy policy has an effect on the denomination of oil in dollars. I think that could. What do you think about those two? Those are two factors.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
Jim, I agree with you on both points. First of all, I'm on the board of a cryptocurrency company. And I think you are going to see a cryptocurrency, by the way, is a digital private currency.
Yeah.
And it basically is not run and controlled by, governments and central banks. It's controlled by private sector. And look what's happened to Bitcoin. I mean, it's been rocky lately, but Bitcoin has gone way up in the last couple of years because people are getting more and more skeptical of government control of money. And by the way, I think the introduction of private money is a good thing. I think we want competition.
I disagree. I don't agree with that.
It keeps them honest.
I don't agree with that because the reason I worry about it, Steve, I'm not saying you're wrong because I'm not as smart as you are, but what bothers me is that anything that dilutes the dollar dilutes our government's ability to dominate geopolitically. That's what I worry about more.
Okay, this is a good point, and I want to be clear on what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that what these cryptocurrencies do, look, The reason people buy dollars and have faith in the dollar is because it has the dollar in our debt has the full faith and credit of the United States government behind it, right? And that's, you know, right. has traditionally been a promise that's as good as gold. But I also think that having cryptocurrency competitors out there is going to force central bankers to behave themselves, because if they don't, people will, you know, rush to alternatives. Now, I want to tell people this because it's really important. Cryptocurrencies, you don't have the full faith and credit of it.
That's
you know, the Bitcoin could go to zero tomorrow. You know, there's nothing
in the next hour.
You're taking a big risk. I think the future is though private. You are going to have private.
When the future is private money, then Google and Facebook and Amazon will rule the world. Quick break. Right back with Steve Moore after the break. We're going to talk about some of the Biden's policies and what they'll mean to your business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.